Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees.
And ain't that sweet?
Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees.
NR1CH monitoring.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.
NAPP. Good morning. Looking at my folder. Richmond. Very good.
Monitoring. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees.
Good stuff. Can you wind you?
to do today.
Yeah.
My clock workout
day. My son had called 200, so I was talking to him on the one, and he was talking back to me on the FBI.
Yeah, I start to find.
Wait a minute, so you're talking on this channel, but you're also talking on the FBI channel?
Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 54 degrees.
WTFU. OOE, this is Camp 8-8-1-L. Hey, what's going on? I'm just heading up I-75 here. Coming around West Branch-ish or so. Hauling my tractors going up north to continue my barn building up in the UP up there. Right, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a nice trip, boy. I was up there in Atlanta yesterday, and we got a little bit of a taste of where the trees come down. Boy, what a mess they got.
Oh, yeah, I know some guys in Roger City. It was, yeah, it was definitely quite a mess for a while.
Been up in Roger City, been a little while. Went up there through Hillman.
Yeah, it's supposed to be snowing where I'm going, so we'll see. back to the snow.
I got that buddy up there in Skaney back in the bush. He said last night it was, when I talked to him, he said it was in the low 40s, he had lit a fire, warmed the place up a bit.
Yeah, I got a camera on our place up north where we're building this barn, and yeah, we got 3 or 4 inches of snow. What was it, like three or four nights ago? And another dusting yesterday. I mean, it didn't stick around, like within hours it was kind of gone, but... Yeah, it's still snowing. Supposed to be snowing today. I think it's supposed to be in the 50s, though, all next week, so that should be good for me. I'll take 50s.
Yeah, it was raining when we took off, when we left, and it rained all the way up. I mean, from Columbiaville all the way up to Atlanta, it rained. And sometimes you couldn't see a quarter mile, and then we come back, it was fog about half the way down. It was horrible. And then I went through by M33 tool a little bit too late, about a half an hour late, so we didn't get to go there. You know, it was just one thing after another, and I didn't get out of court what I wanted out of court, so got another 90 days to deal with that, hopefully. Hopefully I can get out of doing this guardianship stuff. I'm just about burned out.
Well, yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but hopefully it'll work out in your favor in the end.
Hopefully it works out in my cousin's favor in the end. He's wanted his own stuff forever and his own workings, you know, and that's probably the best thing for him. He's never had it. He's 56, I think. So, been working towards it. His mother never cut loose of the apron string, so I think he needs it. I think it's time. The conservator he had said it's, you know, said that he could do it himself, and I don't know. They're making me jump through hoops of fire, and I'm sick of it, but I don't know. It is what it is. I just want him out of there. I don't want him transferring down here because his brother wore this court system out in Lapeer County. So we'll see. I think he's ready. I think little bird's ready to fly. So hopefully within the next 2 months or so, we'll have everything straightened the rest of the way out. I'll tell you what. I don't know why that. I don't know why they thought I could do this. I'm barely responsible enough for my own stuff.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I can get at you real quick if you're don't stay on top of things. That's for sure. Well, hopefully it works out. Won't be too much pain.
I'm getting too old to do this. They cut him loose any time. I'll break way less sweat wondering and worrying about it. Just, you know, my kids are raised.
Yeah, I hear you. I cut my daughter loose. Second year of her college, she was running her own stuff. We had an MIA plan for her, so she was able to withdraw some money from that for the rest of her college. But other than that, she had her own car, her own phones, her own stuff. She's on her own. Get him out.
Yeah, my kid and my daughter, at least, she's already bought a house. I tell you what, if I'd have had five kids like that, I'd have been set.
And one of my buddies, his son just bought a house. He's like 1 year out of hell. I think he's like 25, 26 now. I think 26. They just bought a house. I'm like, ah, good for him, man. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah, I think I was 22 or 23 when I bought my first one.
Yeah, I was 27, but it might have been a little bit easier back then. I think the cost of some of these houses has seemingly gone in proportionally up for some reason. Who knows?
I'm pretty conservative, but I do think the wage disparity with the way things are going on mortgages and stuff is kind of lopsided now compared to what it was. But I bought my first one on a land contract, and I paid cash for my second and third house. I paid cash for them.
Yeah, that's the way to do it if you can, that's for sure. Land contracts are always a good deal, so a lot of people are scared of them, but I do land contracts in a heartbeat. But nobody was offering one for the places we wanted, so it was cash or take a mortgage out. I bought that piece of land where they're building that barn and paid cash for that. But, yeah, I still have a little bit mortgage on my main house down here, but that'll go away.
First one I got on land contract with a 10-year payoff, and I put quite a chunk down on it because I was panhandling cars, and then I paid it off, and I put the lipstick on it, put siding and windows and stuff in it, and a roof on it, and I borrowed on that one and then I bought the second one, 0% credit cards for 6 months. I maxed it to cash advance, 0%, so I maxed a bunch of those out, and I didn't pay any interest for like 5 months, and then I borrowed on the one to get I borrowed on one to get another one. I don't even remember how that went. Oh, I borrowed on the first one. I got a second, and then I paid 20 cash for the other one, and then sold that, and then we moved, and then renovated that, the third one, and the second one was the investment.
Yeah, that's definitely the way to go if you do it, for sure. We bought the house, rent out the house that we were in, we turned it into a rental house, so we still own that. As long as you get good renters, that's a good deal, but some of them are a pain in the butt, but most of them are pretty easy. They all like to beat your house up, though. Nothing you can do about that.
How the second one went. I done, that was the third one. I done a purchase agreement and a napkin in a restaurant. KB8 OLE.
Yeah, there you go. That's pretty funny. And this is KF8AYL for ID. Yeah. Now let's see, where am I at here? Exit 238. Mile 238. Making progress, a little bit sure. Not going real fast with this tractor trailer.
You're doing pretty good for way up there, that's for sure. They got them remote receive sites on that machine. It was a monster before, but it's turned into even a bigger, badder monster.
Yeah, I went to the Almond site for it once. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of voters for this one, so I'm sure I'm just to the northern edge of, well, I think I can keep this a little bit longer, actually, but I don't remember exactly where it fell off. It starts falling off because there's some hills, and then you pick it up again, and then it falls off again, if I remember right.
I was up there a little bit north of 33 and 55 before, well, it didn't have quite as many, I don't think, but I was blasting in with this antenna here with the 20 watts I'm running, but now I got that 7900. Well, if I put that 50 watt Kenwood behind that thing, that'll make some noise for sure, and give me that extra little bit where I was gray area up there. The problem is, I think it's set up right. I believe it hears better than it speaks, and it's a monster for speaking. So, but if you're just outside of that distance where you can't hear it anymore, you're not going to try it in, even though you could.
Yeah. I think somebody told me what the height of the tower was, the Guilford Tower, and I think somebody said it was 800 feet, 900 feet, or some crazy trick. I don't know. I somebody said that one day. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
A monster. You can see it for miles. It's up there, way up. It's a commercial tower. I don't even know how exactly they ended up on it, but it's a monster. Been that way for quite a while. There's a couple of them up there that I used to keep a HT on me when I was sucker steering in the ditches up there. And I could get into it real easy. We're just about here. You run HF or no?
Not yet. I don't have quite the equipment for that yet. This radio I got will actually do 6 meters and 10 meters, but it doesn't do sideband, so 10 meters is kind of useless. But, yeah, I need some different equipment to start getting into that. But I got a general, so I can. We'll get there. I got too many other projects going right now, but I'm sure I'll get there.
Yeah, that Zygu G90 is a nice little rig. It's got a built-in tuner. It's only 20 watts, but, I mean, that really makes a difference when you're 40, 80, 160, but when you're on 10, if you can hear them, you can work them. I don't care if you're running a tenth of a watt. That band really opens up, and you can work the world on it, but it's a nice little radio.
Yeah, I was looking at a few of them a few weeks back, but yeah, I'm like, hey, man, I need to finish this barn, I need to order touches, I got enough stuff to spend money on, I don't, sure, I could probably find a used rig pretty easily enough for fairly cheap, but, and I got to work out some antenna, and we'll get there, I'm sure I'll get there.
Yeah, I build antennas all the time. This thing with 20 watts on 20 meters, I got into Africa on voice the other day. It's a nice little radio. All I have back there right now is about 150-foot long wire pretty much off the end of coax. I don't have counterpoise or nothing. I tied a choke in the end of it, like a loop, like an ugly choke. And it works good on 40, 80, and 160. It tunes it, you know, it fools the radio, basically, is what it's doing. But that, for under $500, it come with a few things. It come with a cooling fan for underneath of it, and then it also come with a digital hookup, so I can hook it to the computer and run digital modes. But I'm going to bail on out of here. I got to go unload some B-boxes.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your day. Good chatting with you, 73, KF8, wow.
73, Kitty 8, Ollie.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 61 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 62 degrees. Thank you.
and our 1CH testing.
I hear you. Do you hit FHW?
Roger, thank you very much. I saw the repeat respond. Putting some new repeaters into my radio, some from New Hampshire. And at my daughter's house in Michigan, I figured I'd load up some repeaters in the Michigan area. Thank you very much. 73, NR1CH.
All righty. Good evening, Shelby.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 63 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 64 degrees.
This is KFH-ATC moderating.
going?
Going, trying to get everything done for tomorrow. I think I got everything. Got a couple of more emails to reply to, but we're heading in the right direction.
Okay, very good. Where are you? You're kind of noisy.
How about now? I was running mid-power.
There you go. That helped.
Yeah, I'm way out here in Shelby. Had to drop the wife off at the girls' night, so did that real quick. And now I'm heading to...
Okay, very good. I take it as far as base radios go, Paul's got that all set up at the office.
I believe so. I believe everything's we're good to go for tomorrow. Mike's going to bring his go kit. I think he's going to run on basic power. I've got a couple of radios I'll bring for tomorrow, and then I've got my laptop with Winlink and a couple other things on it, so I think we should be good.
Okay, I was going to bring this one with too. It's a Motorola XTL, and she puts out about 50 watts, so it'll be good.
Yeah, I'll text him here in a few and see if he's got that antenna up on the roof. If not, maybe we can try to do it in the morning.
Okay, it's going to be tight, because that's a lot of work.
Yeah, true. Well, I mean, it worked pretty decent last October with the set out in the front of the building. So, I mean, if anything, we could always flip it around where you're on that one and you're on the tower. But we'll see, how it plays and kind of go from there, I guess.
Okay, no worries.
The deployment list they sent you, and there might be a couple more people join up, but they didn't sign on the list, so I'm not expecting a couple more, just random.
I got it now. Matter of fact, it was my newest email, so you see.
Yeah, so if I get any more, I'll send them your way, but I think right now that's what we got. I got a couple of guys that signed up on Discord, so hopefully we'll have more turnout than what we're thinking, and we'll have more out there than not, so.
Yeah, I was going through some of these calls. Okay. Well, that's good. It's better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, for sure, definitely more than I was thinking. So that's good. Do you need anything from me? Do you need any help with anything, or do you need anything from me on this side?
Just the Winlink stuff. I never did it, never played with it, have no clue, and with this sort of a time frame, I don't plan on doing it. So you said you've got help for that. So the Winlink, and then there was something else that was out there that I'm not versed in. I am versed in the digital communications really well, all the modes. You know all the things I'm versed in, so... But the wind link, and then there was some other thing. Oh, echo link. Wind link and echo link. Not me.
Okay, yeah. I can show you both tomorrow after the set. Pretty easy, pretty simple on both those. I got Micah, my son's monitor, the wind link end of it, so he's I just have to sit him down and show him how to use it, and then he should be good with that one.
Okay, I put the simplex frequency that you and I talked in here. I put, you know, so I'll have it with just in case we needed it. I put the 146.52, the national calling frequency. We could use that if need be. And then, of course, basically I'll have two radios with me, of VHF and the UHF. You know, if it doesn't pan out, we can run it from the car. If it does, great. You know, however it plays, we'll make it work.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. That's definitely what we're hoping for tomorrow. I've got somebody on GMR for tomorrow as well to communicate with the state DOT. So we should be good. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good day. Hopefully it doesn't rain. I heard it's supposed to rain, but we'll hope that it doesn't.
Hey, Wally, is that a desk mic you're using?
Yes, sir. A hockey stick mic.
You said, yeah, that's the desk mic you're using?
Yeah, it is. Like, do I have the numbers off on it?
Oh, it just seems a little loud, picking up all the background noise. The mics tend to have a tendency to do that. Just, I mean, you're clear and everything, but you're just loud.
Okay, now there's a setting here. This is a different radio, and I'll have to ask Sean. This is an XLT, and the other one was doing it, and he told me what setting to change. So, Sean, if you're listening, what setting was it that turned off the background noise on these things?
He didn't jump in there, but if you turn the mic over, there should be a little hole in the bottom. You stick an eyeglass type screwdriver in there, and you turn it down right at the bottom of the mic on most of them.
Yeah, you know, I've messed with that, but I'll find it. There's a setting here. Like I said, this is the newest radio to me, and I'll just find out what the setting is, because there's like different, you're supposed to tell it what environment it is, and I'm sure I've got it set up for the wrong environment, but I'll change it. I've been down this road before.
Phone over and turn it down on the bottom of the mic. That way, plug a different mic into that. It doesn't affect it. Just that them desk mics are always loud. Fred's got one too. It's the same thing. Just picks up everything.
Okay, I'll take care of it. Plus, I probably won't have this mic with me tomorrow either, anyways. So, I'll make it right. It's not a worry. So, how are you doing?
I can tell you backed off the mic. It's just that the mic's just trying to grab everything, you know. Not a huge deal. It's just, you sound like you're in a hollow room, and I think I heard a fly fart in the background.
Yeah, let me look at these number things here. I'll be right back with you guys.
Like I said, if you're not going to use that one tomorrow, I would not turn it down on the radio. I would definitely turn it down on my phone's ringing here. Keep it up, Sabir.
Okay,
I'm back. Keep it up, Sabir.
How you doing, Jeff? W8YRC. part. I missed that part of my job. I drove semi all over the place. I'd be home, but I finally got a dedicated run, or actually worked for YRC Freight, and until I went out of business. Morons of bad leadership, but anyway, working at the hospital, goofing off there now. So, you work for somebody?
For help at out of Bay City. Home every night, but sometimes it's late.
Bay City, I didn't hear who for.
Did it open out of Bay City? Home every night, but sometimes it's just late.
I'm just curious, you're hearing the TV in the background. I got this new Shark RF mic, and just wondering if it how well it picks up.
I didn't hear until you said that, but your audio is low. I don't know if you need to hold it closer to your mouth. But once you said it, then I could hear the TV in the background. But your audio from you is low. You know, you're speaking. You gotta speak into it, probably.
JPP. Putting on that, and I just got to figure out where it's at. But yeah, that can be adjusted.
Yeah, I don't know if I turn the mic gain up. I would just find out where the hole is in the microphone if it's just got a small hole and talk into it, talk across it. Because it sounds like you're holding it, you know, out at arm's length. Go ahead, Wally.
Is this any better?
Yeah, you're not as loud. No, did you turn it down on the radio or did you turn it down on the mic?
I turned it to -3 on the auto gain control on the mic. I can turn it even farther. I apologize, on the radio.
I don't think that's the problem. I think it's the microphone's going to be turned down because I heard somebody in the background or something, and you're low now. Your audio out of your mouth is low, but it's still picking up all the background, so that's why, you know, that was another reason why I said to turn the microphone over and turn it down in the microphone itself.
Okay, I turned the microphone down.
You found a little hole in it? Try it again, because wasn't really much audio there.
Yeah, I found the screw. It's on right behind the microphone. It's on the vertical part of the microphone, so I did turn that down a little. Turned it counterclockwise.
I think you can turn that down some more and turn it back up in the radio.
Okay, give me a minute.
I know you guys are testing stuff there. Jeff, is this any better? I bumped it up a hair just to see.
I don't know. I still think you're low. I don't know if there's anybody else in here that can hear you or not, but I heard your TV in the background, and that's the problem. You know, it picks up the background noise, but your audio, I don't think your audio coming out of your mouth is loud enough. Is that a handheld mic or desk mic or what?
All right, I'm going through the All-Star node. Flip your All-Star node. But anyway, I'm talking a couple inches from it. It's just a device that gets into our All-Star through Shark RF. It's the new M1KE.
Did there, it seemed to be better.
All right, I'll let you go and take care of the other guy there. Yeah, a couple inches, and I'm talking, normal voice right now. So I play around with it. Just got it a couple days ago. So 73 WAYRC.
Whatever you did, it's getting up there now. It's sounding a lot better. It was really quiet before, but that last transmission, if you're talking louder, closer to it, or you turned it up or what, but yeah, that was better. Wally, you back in here?
Yeah, how's it working now? NHKPP 147-200.
Turn it down a little bit more on the mic. I can still hear, it picks up the hollowness of the room. This room's not hollow, but that's what it sounds like.
Okay, that was about a quarter turn. Let's see what that does. This is Wally, NHKPP.
I don't think it made a difference.
All right, I'm going to screw with this later because she's standing outside the door. I have to take her out to dinner, but I will get, okay, I'll chat with you a little bit later, Jeff. You going to be around tomorrow listening?
I see gas came back down, 289. You're loud. You're coming through and I can hear you. It's the hollowness of the background, but I believe you. We can get it set right, you can get rid of that, just your voice is there, so. Anyways, enjoy your dinner. I'm still trucking. Talk to you later. Keep it up there.
Yeah, I've been through this with Sean on the other radio, and I know that there's a setting in here somewhere, and he knows exactly what it is for different environments, and I can't find it because there's like hundreds of things in here that I don't mess with. And I know he told me one time he walked me through, he said, go here, do this. And he took care of it on the DMR radio. So I'm sure it's on this P25 radio. And you have, let's try it this way. You have the P25 set up with you?
And hello with me, yeah? I don't know, can we talk to him, B-25?
The one in Detroit.
Trouble, because that's the length of a mine up here, so that's why I asked, can we talk to him, B-25?
Well, I can't. And I'm going to leave that one alone.
I
got to
find a battery.
Okay. I'll wait for you there. If I don't hear you, I'll be out. NHKPP.
Keep it up, Sabir.
NHXPWARC. WAYRC clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 60 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees.
WADOD testing. Can I get a signal check, please?
Again, this is WADOD testing. You're coming in very strong. A little static, but it's almost kind of distorted.
Okay, great. How about now? Is that better? WADOD.
Affirmative. And was that Whiskey 8 Charlie Oscar Delta, or was that Whiskey 8 Delta Oscar Delta?
Second time correct. Whiskey 8 Delta Oscar Delta.
Clear on that. And yes, you are coming through. I can hear you.
Great. I'd just like to confirm the output of that repeater is 145.31.
I don't know what repeater you're on. I'm on the Flint one, the .39. So they're linked. So I don't know which repeater you are using.
Okay, copy, sir. Thank you very much. WADOD clear.
WADOD
73. This is
WASFR. I'm Mike. I have you on the Guilford repeater, the 3-1.
I'm sorry. The one that did my call sign, it was doubled up. Can you try again?
Copy that. This is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. I was just listening to the chatter. You're on the Guilford repeater. At least I have you on the Guilford repeater, the 3-1.
Okay, great. Yeah, perfect. My programming on the radio shows that it's the Bay repeater, so I've got to go in and check that. So thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate it. WADOD.
This is WASFR, mobile and monitoring.
WASFR, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike here in Midland. How copy?
Affirmative, Kilo Echo 8, Papa Lima Mike. Yeah, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, and I am in Flint. And how are you tonight?
I am doing well, thank you. Let me see, I got that call sign right. W8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. I think I got that right this time. Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you, and how are you?
Oh, wonderful. Just heading back home after visiting my parents, and it is SFR, so Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Okay, copy that. Copy that. I was just wondering, any idea the range of this Guilford repeater shooting north up in Michigan? I was just wondering, can't find anything on the net, and since you're traveling and on mobile, maybe you'll have that information at the tip of your tongue. But any idea of the coverage map going north in Michigan with this repeater system?
That is a negative. I live in Flint, and my home machine is a .39 Flint repeater, but they're leaked. I don't ever go up north that often, so I don't know the Guilford. However, there was a guy in East Tawas, but he had a really good setup that I believe he used that repeater. But the person who's the farthest north I know is up in Birch Run, and he comes on the Guilford repeater. I don't know how far it will actually go. That also depends on your equipment, too.
Alrighty, copy that. Thank you. Yeah, I just have, my son's camping up north right now, and I don't know if he can hit the Guilford repeater. We're going to give it a whirl about 9 o'clock, and I was just wondering if I could find some information on the coverage map going up north. I know when I camp in Tawas, I can use this repeater all the way up from Midland to Tawas, no issue. And so that's pretty good coverage up in that area. But I'm not sure about the Houghton Lake, Hartworth Pines, anything like that, if it's going to go west into that region.
Look on the Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November website, because that is the network, the Central Michigan Emergency Network, that kind of has all these repeaters linked with each other. So maybe that website has a coverage map of maybe the entire area that they can cover. But if they do, they may have that the Guilford repeater listed. Or at least you can kind of see the northern boundary of where the system goes. So I would try that. I don't know if it's .com or .org. Again, I am driving, so I really can't look it up. But it is Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't want you to look it up while you're driving. Drive safely, of course. Okay, I'll give it a whirl. I'll just take a look and see how far north this repeater potentially can go. So good talking to you on your mobile and Flint, doing a good job up here again in Midland. This is Paul, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
All right, Paul, this is Ryan, and my call sign again is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. I hope you have a wonderful night, sir. 7-3, I am clear and monitoring.
Okay, Ryan, have a great evening. Appreciate the chat. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, I am clear.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, monitoring.
Transmitting station, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. I did not get your call sign. You have some static to your transmission.
Okay, very good. Foxtrot, 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 Romeo, I think you're in Midland. This is Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, in Windsor, Ontario. I heard you loud and clear on this repeater. I just wondered where this repeater is coming from.
All right, I'm on a linked system, but again, the call sign, it's 2S, not 3, so it's Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, W-8-F-F-R. And I'm in Flint, coming in on the .39. And it's on top of Hurley Hospital, right by downtown.
Okay, very good. Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, in Midland. Okay, but you're in Flint at the moment. Okay, very good. I'm in, down here across from Detroit in Windsor, and I'm picking you up on 147.200 repeater. So I just wondered where it's all coming from. So it must be linked then. Okay, I understand. Back to you. You have Kevin on this end, by the way. Kilo, Echo, Victor, India, November, Kevin.
And also, I live in Flint. The other station was out of Midland, but I use the Flint machine, and I live in Flint. But I've never heard of that repeater. I don't know. I've never heard of that one. What was that frequency again?
Okay, I'm on 147. 0.200, it must be in Detroit because you're coming through full bars on my receive here, so sounding really good. That's what I'm on. Must be a Detroit repeater, must be linked, and you're in Flint, you're not in Midland, okay, that's the other station. Okay, very good. I'm up there a few times a year. I go to Frankenmuth, so I know the area a little bit, but back to you.
I don't know if it's on my end, but there was a lot more static in that transmission, just FYI. But then again, I'm driving, and I am on my way home, so I'm actually in Flint City right now. So that could be it, but again, I don't know if it's on my end or your end.
Hey, Roger, on that pitch, Mike. I got the high power on. Sometimes it gives me a little problem. The 80 watts on the 80s. Okay, my friend, I'll let you go and mobile you out there. Get home and maybe we'll talk to you again on this frequency. W8FFR, Flint. This is Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, Windsor, Ontario. 73, my friend.
7-3, it's good talking again. That's impressive that you're over in Windsor, and we're communicating, but I know I heard Kilo Echo 8, Papa Lima Mike out there.
My Canadian station is Victor Alpha 3, Alpha. I didn't catch the last letter. You mentioned 147.200. That is Mount Clemens on the W8CMN link repeater system. So you're punching into Mount Clemens of this repeater system. There are 7 or 8 repeaters linked, and you're hitting the Mount Clemens. I don't know if you copy that. This is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike here in Midland.
Okay, very good. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India returning. Okay, very good. Thank you for that info. I'm not usually on this repeater. I have it locked in my memory on the radio, but I never talked on here. So I just heard you guys today, and thanks for that. Yeah, I'm looking into the Mount Clemens. I'm not far from that Mount Clemens one, just up the Lake Sinclair. Okay, very good. Thank you so much for that info. Have a good night. 73, VO3AII.
No problem. Good to talk to you, Keith. And this link repeater, by the way, goes way up north, hugging the Huron shoreline mostly, but way up north into Michigan, all the way up to Taos. At least that's where I've been able to receive it. But good talking to you, too. VA3AI, Keith in Windsor, Ontario. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, Paul here in Midland. 73, good talking to you.
This is KEAND, broadcasting on a handheld out of Lansing, Michigan, South Lansing. On the link repeater, I can hear you both loud and clear. That's awesome.
Lansing Station, this is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo, W8FFR. Coming in on the dot 39. Over in Flint, and I did not catch your call sign fully.
Thank you. K-E-A-N-Q-Z-Z. I caught most of your calls. A little bit of static. I'm on a handheld, but I heard you loud and clear. Thank you.
Affirmative. Are there any other stations out there? Let's see how many we can get tonight. This is W8FFR.
This is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, KE4ZYQ.
Kilo Echo 4, I forgot the last three of your call sign already, but you're over in Clinton Township. I'm assuming you're also coming in on the Mount Clemens machine?
That is correct. This is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Zulu, Yankee, Quebec, QSL.
Again, this is WFFR, and I am in Flint on the dot 39 repeater. Coming in on the WHCMN network.
KE8NQZ, that is so awesome. I heard you both. Loud and clear. South Lansing, Michigan, 48910 on the 147.280 repeater.
Kilo 8 Apollo, Lima, Mike,
here is Ryan,
Paul, Kilo Midland,
Alpha November,
Kilo 8 NQZ, beautiful Fox Transmission on your handheld, you must be close to the repeater and the operator in Clinton County, KE4ZYQ, beautiful signal from both of you. This is Paul, Kilo 8, Papal Lima, Mike in Midland.
Sorry, I caught part of that. There was some interference.
Kilo 8, Papal Lima, Mike, Paul in Midland.
Kilo 8, Paul, Mike, K-E-E-N-Q-Z, held here in South Lansing, connected to the Lansing W-8 repeater network. That's awesome, man. I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, you have to love these link repeater systems for the range they cover. I mean, they're just amazing. I know this repeater, the link system, WHCMN, in particular, is just amazing. Kudos to those who keep this up and running. Just as an FYI, I will be using this repeater tomorrow morning for the Midland High School balloon launch that will occur at about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. They're launching a balloon, the Science Club, launching a balloon. And they're going to launch it. It's going to go up in the air pretty high, and they're going to bring it down. So there's going to be a bunch of students, a bunch of ham operators organizing this and helping in the effort of launching and recovery. So if you have some time tomorrow morning and you want to listen to the Guilford repeater, we will be using this repeater. And we do thank the people of Guilford and this link system for allowing us to do that. So just a little plug for the balloon launch for the Midland High School students tomorrow. Kilo 8, Papal Lima, Mike.
K-8-P-L-A. I think I got that right. Might have missed it. That's awesome. Let me ask you, are you going to run completely voice, or are we looking at any digital communications for that balloon launch? Over.
The students were challenged, and they came up and they built electronics for this balloon launch. There's going to be APRS signal. There's going to be a beacon signal coming from the balloon. And the balloon will go up to about 100,000 feet in the air. It's not a lot of wattage. I think it's like 300 milliwatts or 100 milliwatts. But at that altitude with that wattage, it goes a long way. So you can track the balloon as it makes its path from west to east. We'll be using the Guilford repeater for the people on the ground with control somewhere on the west side of the state. I don't know where yet, depending on the wind currents and where this balloon goes. And this is new to me. It's my first year doing it. So hopefully I'm doing justice by describing what's going to happen. But there are FM analog signals. There's a Foxtrot signal to locate it, and as I mentioned, the folks on the ground running the mobiles and the nets will be using the Guilford repeater. Kilo 8, Papal Lima, Mike.
Okay, K-E-8-N-Q-Z, just want to confirm. Guilford repeater I'm not quite familiar with. Are we referring to the repeater frequency that we're on currently? Because if you let me know, an antenna and an SDR, a software-defined radio, set up on 2 in South Lansing, and I can use that repeater and pull APRS and any other digital data automatically throughout the day tomorrow.
So we'll be using this link repeater system, the WHCMN. So the one you're on now will be used. So you should be able to hear our transmissions. We're not going to hog and tie down the repeater entirely. It's just for helping the ground team find this balloon as it lands. And stand by a little, stand by 1 second. I'll go upstairs and get my information. I'll give you the ARPS call sign for this balloon so you can track it. So I'll be back in a second. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
Awesome. Thank you. KE8NQZ, receive transmission. I will pull up a document notepad, ready to go.
KE8NQZ in Lansing. I just wanted to say hello and good evening to you from Windsor, Ontario, VA3 Alpha India India. Kevin, just waving a hand.
So you might want to double check your... This is just this repeater.
KE8NQZ from responding to Ontario, Canada. I can hear you. I got a little bit of interference, so I didn't get a complete call sign there, but I got most of the transmission over.
Okay, very good. Just wanted to let you know you're coming through here loud and clear. Have a great night, my friend. Hope to hear everybody on this link there. I'm going to go on this frequency a lot more often there. But if someone doesn't have a net, we could have a net from Ontario here all the way up to northern Michigan, maybe. Okay, very good. 88NQZ 73, VA3, Alpha India, India, Windsor. We'll be on the side.
This is KE4ZYQ, stationed on frequency for our air balloon takeoff here. You may want to check the Mount Clements, Macomb County frequency here. This will be used in a FDT exercise tomorrow morning. So I don't think this one will be linked in or shouldn't be linked in to any great repeater system. KE4ZYQ.
This is WADOD. Try that again, sir. You were doubling up.
Yeah, this is KE4ZYQ in Clinton Township, Macomb County, Michigan. This repeater that I'm on right now, the Mount Clements or Macomb County repeater, I don't think will be linked up for any balloon event in the morning. That's going to be used. This repeater is going to be used for a FBT simulated emergency test exercise for the state of Michigan. So this repeater will be used for that. I don't think they'll be using it for any kind of balloon launch or whatever. Back to whoever's running the forum tonight, KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, ZYQ, WADOD here. Yeah, I think you'll unlink during that time. The two repeaters that are being used, I think, for mostly special again, will be used, but I think you'll be unlinked, WADOD.
KE4ZYQ, you are correct. I'm looking at the incident radio communication plan, and I was miscommunicating. The Guilford repeater will be only to track this balloon tomorrow. The other repeaters will probably be unlinked to have your exercise, so I do apologize for miscommunicating on that. If you want to follow this balloon on APRS, the designations are N8NNA-11. That's N8NNA-11 and W8MHS-11. So W8MHS Midland High School Fire stands for -11 are the two APRS designated call signs if you want to track this balloon via the web. Kilo Papa Lima Mike in Midland.
KE8NQZ, sorry to interrupt. I just want to double check. For tracking the balloon tomorrow, we're looking at W, William, H. Henry, H, N, W, William, Nancy, Amy, Mary, H, number.
KE8NQZ, so the two designations are N8NNA, So that would be, let's see, my phenom. Okay, that would be Nora. Nope, I'm sorry, take it back. November. November 8th, November Alpha. And for the other designation, it would be W8MHS. That would be Whiskey 8 Mike Hotel, what is S, Sierra 11. Did you copy that? Copy. Thank you so much. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Kilo 8, Papa Lima, Mike. I'll be monitoring.
KEA, NQZ, reporting. Thank you so much. I'm just getting into this hobby. I'm working on a Baofeng UV-5R radio in Michigan on the Link Peters. This is really awesome. Wait, I've got two SDR software-defined receivers connected to a computer, ready to go. As far as the balloon launch, are we looking at analog, digital? What modulation are we looking at? Over.
KE8NQZ, this is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. All the communications will be on an FM mode. All of them will be analog. The ATRS designated call signs, I gave you those. And this will be on the Guilford repeater only, which is the, which one are we on? The Guilford is 145.31. That's 145.31 would be the Guilford repeater.
K-A-T-L-M, I think I got that right. Missed a character or two there. Thank you for the frequency. I got that. I got it recorded. Okay, you're going to be on FM. I will have my transmission SDR equipment, or receiving SDR equipment ready to go. I will see what I can receive tomorrow morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy. Have fun. I hope it works for you. And hopefully you can track it. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. This is Paul in Midland. I'm monitoring.
Kilo 8, Paul in Midland. This is KEANQZ. Again, yes. Thank you. I will smoothly set up my equipment. I got my SDRs ready to go. I got two of them on a laptop. We'll dial them in. We'll see what we can receive. Thank you, and Godspeed. This is KE8QZ calling KE8KOI. Are you out there? Copy.
This is KE8KOI. Yeah, I had to walk all the way out to the garage. So yeah, I'm here.
Oh, dude, fair enough. That's so awesome. Look, I just had the conversation with a couple of dudes. Like, I don't even know. They're going to do a balloon launch tomorrow. I'm like, what kind of communication are we going to get? Let me pull this in.
A balloon launch?
Yeah, for, I think, a high school team. I believe it's going to be mostly FM. I, my antenna's not the greatest with some of the things, but I believe we're looking at mostly FM communication.
Well, that's pretty cool. Where are they launching it from? What school?
I'm outside right now. I'm trying to deal with some other things. But it should be on this repeater, so I'm hoping to set up my SDRs to pull in any data that might come in. Be at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, cool. That's wild. Huh.
You're right. I said, look, let me know what communication protocol you're going to run. I got SDRs. We can run this. I mean, I can pick up this repeater. What are we going to do? And I think mainly it sounds like it's going to be APRS, which we should be able to receive.
Give me the SWR.
Go ahead, breaking station.
Yeah, I just turned my radio on here. I didn't hear what's going on. You know, Midland's doing a balloon launch tomorrow, but no need for any SDRs or anything here. This is just going to be voice communications, so.
Okay, thank you, Midland. All right, maybe I can find that on Facebook. So. Or look around online. This is KE8KOI. How did you hear about this, NQZ?
KE8NQZ. I happen to be listening to the repeater at the time they were talking about it. I thought they said they were going to do some APRS too, but they did say voice, and that's fine. And to be fair, I will set my SDRs up for full voice downloading on this channel, and we'll just record it. We'll go from there.
Okay. APRS is on a different frequency. That's on 144.39, so that's got nothing to do with it here. This is just voice communications for the tracking stations. And just FYI, this... Everything you say on here is recorded, so it's already recorded and typed. So there you go. KB, that's better.
Kilo 8, Papalia Mike.
KBS, I missed the last call sign. That's fair. I thought that digital communication APRS, SSTV, and such can be run on any amateur channel. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm new to this, so bear with me here. You know, I will tune into any channel that should be tuned into for said information. Over.
Okay, you don't have to say over here on a repeater and it has courtesy tones. FYI. It does have a courtesy tone in the NQ, so there's no need to. It's mainly just on HF. So, APRS is on 144.39. It's its own ballgame. It's got nothing to do with this repeater. APRS is its own service, so. The only thing that will be happening here is voice communications for the tracking teams, and they'll be given locations and what. But as far as any kind of digital data, that's on APRS. So that's the story there. KBSWR.
Kilo 8, Papalimar.
This is KE8. Thank you for that. Oh, gosh. 14, I probably have the ATS frequency already stored in my SDR, but, yeah, no, I get you loud and clear. This will be for voice only. APRS will be on different frequency. I should have that saved, I hope, and I will, I mean, my SDR can tune in 20 megahertz, so I can tune in the entire meter band, no problem pulling the whole thing and just decode it later. Over. Oh, sorry. I know you said Over is not necessary.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 50.
Yeah, was there someone else in here looking for more information? Go ahead.
This is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. I will be involved with the balloon launch. My first time tomorrow from Midland. It's from Midland High School, and what they do is they calculate the wind currents and they decide where to launch from, which will most likely be west of Midland. And based on the amount of pressure they put in the balloon, they'll calculate the duration in the flight, and then they will calculate a time to pop the balloon and have it come down, which will be on the west part of the state. 145.31 will be voice only. APRS, if you want to follow this balloon, go to APRS.fi. That's a website, and I gave you the designations already, and you can follow this balloon on your phone, too, if you want to, or any website. So that's where the APRS is. There's also a Fox beacon at 146.565, and maybe you could pick that up. That's 146.565, but this is all FM, and as the previous operator mentioned, it's voice only, except for the APRS, which you can follow on the web. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, in Midland. I'm clear.
Yeah, you said the west side of the state will be landing, but I think you meant the east side. It's flat on Akron Fairgrove, so and I'm aware of what's going on. Appreciate you passing the information on to the other stations. Yeah, so there's no need to set any SDRs. I don't know. Other than that, you know, you can do it for APRS, like you said, watch it on APRS.fi. But as far as frequency goes, it's just going to be voice. And there's going to be a lot of stuff going on tomorrow with the SCT, so there's probably going to be other traffic here as well, along with the balloon launch, but they have priority on the frequencies. So. 7-3, KBS for there.
Hey, 73, and yeah, you're right, slip of the tongue. It will land on the east side of the state. Yeah, so thank you. Appreciate it. Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. I'm clear.
This is KEA-KY. Thank you for all of the information. And there you go, James, KEA-NQZ. You got it all. Now I've got my questions answered, and that was very informative. That's neat. I've messed around and looked at APRS, James, and it's pretty neat. Just even receiving it can be picking it up and hearing the recording. It's a brief little blurb, and then it sits and listens. Yeah, that would be something fun to track tomorrow, or whenever they're doing it.
Yes, thank you very much, all of you. That information is absolutely helpful. Again, I'm kind of new to the hobby. But yes, I will absolutely, now that I'm aware of those things, I will set my handheld to the voice frequency and we'll set the SDRs to the packet frequency and we'll see what we can pick up. That's awesome. Thank you all. KEA-NQZ out. This is KE8NQZ. I didn't catch the whole call sign. You're coming in a little cold, but I'm hearing you on the repeater. Over.
With the 8 Foxtrot Romeo radio check.
Sorry, I missed half of that. This is KE8NQZ. I can hear you on the repeater. You're fuzzy, but I gotcha. I'm on handheld. Sorry.
I forgot the call sign again, but I was just talking to you. I just got home, and now I'm on my handheld in my living room. This is W8FFR. My name is Brian. And, yeah, I was talking with you, and I forgot the call sign again.
Ah, you're good. K-E-8-F-M-R. This is K-E-8-N-Q-Z-Z. I get you loud and clear right now on your handheld, and I'm on my handheld. Awesome. I'm in South Lansing, over.
Also, just wanted to clarify, that is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo, W8FFR, Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot Romeo. And again, this is Ryan, and I am in Flint.
Ryan, in Flint, I caught the last part of your call sign. Sorry, this is Kilo, Elephant, Cuisine, Nancy, Cuisine 8. Sorry, I'm not good with my phonetics. I'm trying to get used to all this. I've had my ham license for a minute, but I haven't really transmitted anything. I can hear you relatively loud and clear. A little bit of static, but I can hear most of what you're saying. Again, I am in South Lansing. Over.
All right, I'm clear on that. Hey, I would talk longer, but my friends are over, so I am going to go hang with them. So, I'm sending 7-3. This is Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, and I am clear on your final.
W8FFR, I heard you loud and clear. You have fun, hang out with friends. I love it. I thank you for getting back to me. This is KE8NQZ out.
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees.
KS8DPZ, monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 52 degrees.
W8FU.